Denmark has announced it will expand its military presence in Greenland. It comes as Vice President, US Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with the Danish and Greenlandic foreign ministers in Washington to discuss the future of the semi-autonomous territory. Danish officials have described the meeting as frank but constructive, but they say the country has a different position to the US. Earlier, President Donald Trump insisted the US needs Greenland for national security reasons. Niels Farstrup is an investigative journalist at Denmark's public broadcaster, DR. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
What more can you tell us about this meeting that has just wrapped up in Washington?
So there has just been a press conference at the Danish embassy in Washington, D.C., featuring the Danish Minister of Foreign Affairs and his Greenlandic counterpart, and they have just come out and said that they are pretty satisfied with the meeting they had with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. They said there's still this basic disagreement between the parties regarding the status of Greenland, whether it should become part of the U.S. or stay within the Kingdom of Denmark. But the two countries has agreed to sit down some kind of working group to try and sort out the issues and see if a kind of compromise can be worked out. And I think, at least seen from a Danish perspective, this would be considered to be quite a significant diplomatic victory.
How significant is this announcement that Denmark will expand its military presence in Greenland? Is that in direct response, do you think, to this pressure that it's been getting from the US president?
Absolutely. I mean, me and my colleagues have been talking to sources within Danish military for the last week or so, and there is absolutely no doubt about that. The reinforcement being flown to Greenland as we speak right now, two Danish Air Force transport planes are in the air over the North Atlantic on their way to Greenland with troops to go there, not only from Denmark, but also from other European countries. All of that has to do with wanting to send a signal to the American side European Denmark and its European allied are prepared to defend Greenland. And it's also, there's also a subtext into it that Denmark is not gonna give over or hand over Greenland to the US without a fight.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Niels Farstrup, an investigative journalist at Denmark's public broadcaster, DR. How seriously is Denmark taking the threat of US military intervention? Do you think it's realistic also to be talking about some kind of financial arrangement? Or, as you say, is Denmark going to continue to oppose the US president's design on the territory?
Absolutely. I cannot imagine a situation where the Kingdom of Denmark would hand over Greenland to the Americans. That is out of the question. So from a Danish perspective, this is probably the most serious situation that the country and the kingdom indeed has faced since World War II. So this is something that is being taken extremely serious here in Denmark and in Greenland, of course, also.
And what are you hearing about the mood in Greenland at the moment? How do people there feel about what is happening?
Well, my colleagues presently in Nuuk in Greenland can tell stories about how the Greenlanders, normal people in Greenland, how they are absolutely terrified by this situation and by the continued threats coming from Donald Trump. So, I mean, this is something that parents have to talk with their children about. If they can sleep peacefully at night or not. So this is an extraordinary situation, no doubt about it.
What have these developments meant for the push from some within Greenland for independence from Denmark?
I think this is, has dealt a quite significant blow to the parts of Greenlandic politics and the parts of the Greenlandic society that wants to become independent within a matter of a few years. I mean, the way Donald Trump has handled this had made it clear that that's not an option. So now the vast majority of the Greenlandic political parties and also the parliament, sorry, and also the population wants to stay within the Kingdom of Denmark for the significant future.
Niels, thank you very much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
Niels Fastrup is an investigative journalist at Denmark's public broadcaster, DR.